Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Speaking of us ladies being here, today marks the start of 16 days of activism in the country all the way up until the 10th of December. And I think it would have been remiss of having four ladies in the room and we just do not touch on it at all. In fact, Mbali, in the news, you were talking about the members of the NPA men ambassadors who will today hold a silent picket in commemorative of this.
Yeah, surely. I mean, you know, you'd remember that just we had the G20 and just last week we saw the minister also declaring the national crisis of gender-based violence, and it's now been declared as a national disaster. I mean, you would also remember, Mpo, during even the height of COVID, we had a huge crisis in this country when it comes to gender-based violence. I mean, the numbers even skyrocketed.
Absolutely.
And it was even then when even the president went as far during those family meetings, going as far as calling it a pandemic, you know, because of how serious it is in our country. And you're right, today in marking this, you know, issue around gender-based violence, the National Prosecuting Authorities and men ambassadors, they're going to be holding a picket, just highlighting the scourge of gender-based violence in the country.
Well, speaking of which, today I actually did not want to talk about the scourge in totality. I wanted us to work around solutions. Is there a way that we can find solutions? Yes, we've spoken about it being a socioeconomic matter. We've spoken about it having to do with, you know, the disparity between women now being pushed to be empowered and men not knowing how to deal with the now empowered women, right? So many excuses that have come about and so many reasons that have come about around gender-based violence and how it comes about. Now let's work on solutions, because today, as we start this 16 days of activism, it marks the 27th anniversary of this. That for me is shocking. 27th year.
How we still
it's
here.
Not getting better. Instead, it's here. Getting worse. What do we need to do? As women, what would you like to see happening? Because we can't just say, get people arrested. It's been proven time and again. People who sexually abuse others, it takes such a long process for the, you know, the rape kits to come in and so on and so forth. Just to even end up in court
yes.
is such a long process. What now needs to happen? How do we find solutions?
It's actually quite shocking, if I may come in there, Mpo. 27 years and nothing. Then it seems as though all we're doing is just let's create awareness, let's do this campaign, the campaign and campaign. It's just like, I'm sorry to compare it to roads, but like having your Akhali Runa and then we're still seeing potholes. So is it that community projects aren't that effective? I do not know. But I do believe that we need to strengthen our systems. You were just mentioning about the DNA backlog that we have, for example. I believe that it starts with us. We need to shift from a culture that almost protects the perpetrators. Because the numbers are high in partners also. You know, you're still with someone, but they beat you, but you protect them at the end of the day. So somewhere, somehow, we need to also take a stance as women and stop protecting the perpetrators. Men need to stop protecting their relatives, their friends.
Yeah.
And also, we need to look at GBV as high-profile cases. We do not know after the minister, Tlhabisa, declared it as a disaster. We do not know what will that entail. Will it be each case be treated as a high-profile case in the sense that there is urgency,
behind
in the
it.
Sense that we're not seeing, oh, there's a DNA backlog? Will it be, you know, put first? I do not know. However, also with rehabilitation, I once interviewed this inmate who told me that rehabilitation is the same for all offenders. So they have a program, murderers, rapists, they're all having the same program. I think that needs to be separated. Like, you know, get the child offenders separate, get the theft cases separate when it comes to rehabilitation.
I think it's also just a matter of, let's not have family meetings when I'm telling you about this. When I'm telling you that your child is hitting me or abusing me or whatever, don't tell me let's call your uncles and discuss as a family how we're moving forward, because now you're silencing me. What essentially you're saying is that
it becomes a family secret.
Exactly. And that's where I think that's also where we are allowing the perpetrators to continue, because now it's a matter of, no, you know, we spoke, he won't do it again type of thing. So that's where I also see where the issues lie. Families protect the perpetrators.
Mm. Now, Mbali, I'm seeing Juliet is wearing a purple top.
Mm.
We had the purple movement.
Yeah.
And it seemed from the outside that it was successful. I saw a lot of men, you know, Uma Blair was mentioning it yesterday, change their profiles to purple. So there are men who are standing in solidarity with women and saying, we are against gender-based violence and femicide.
Mm. And certainly, I mean, you are right, Mpo. I mean, we saw a number of people changing their profile pictures. But at the same time, more than anything, we saw people taking a stand.
Yeah.
There were protests throughout the country. And it just shows you how, you know, South Africans are also fed up when it comes to issues around gender-based violence. And we know that quite often what Arabil is saying is that sometimes it gets swept under the rug.
Yep.
I think we've gone past that time, especially when you look at these campaigns. Are they effective as well? You know, we are very good at taking a stand. But at the same time, you know, do we call the men around us to order?
Apologies to be triggering you so early in the morning, but it is a national crisis, a national disaster, and we have to talk about it. And apologies if you are with, I actually did not mention this before we started, if you are with children in the car and you might not have wanted them to hear this, even though I do feel it is an important topic that children do also need to know. The sooner we talk to them about not doing wrong towards a fellow human being, because GBV is not just about men versus women. There's also women who get who are abusive towards men.
And I'm glad you touched on that, because another thing was in my mind was that start them early childhood, right?
Yeah.
You had that TikTok video where the mom was teaching the child about consent.
Yes.
I don't know how you'll probably post it. Let me just,
absolutely. So let's talk solutions. How do we work around solutions as a country when it comes to gender-based violence and femicide? How do we get to a point where we have ended it? Does it start with us in the home? Does it start with the judicial system? Where do we start and how do we get there? Welcome to Seize the World.
27 years and people are still dying every day. You know, I watched a video on TikTok where a mother was crying out for help, saying an organizer of the shutdown, woman's shutdown, is actually protecting her son who was a perpetrator. So we need to start holding families and people accountable, those that are actually hiding and protecting the perpetrators. That is where it starts.
Hey, sister, Salmon, my sister, hey, it's a choosy. I can choose alone, eh, or simple. Share one more, not seven more. How to strengthen and to the son, man. Solutions. I mean, I think we took government, man, our protector, and which is a flaw, because Nizolo, Kuben, Munoputi, I think in Natal. Women's aim was an instinct and to the share up and didn't lose a survivor. Don't let thing I made by Yazila. Angpan, simple.
Yeah, but you see, I feel like that's part of the problem. We want government to give solutions to everything. Can we bring it back to us, families, communities? Let's talk about us.
Hi, ladies. I think you guys are very, very right, especially when it comes to making these cases high-profile cases. But here's my thing. False accusation, especially of rape. False accusations. How are these cases going to be made high profiles if we still have teenagers who are falsely accusing their teachers and other men of raping them? Huh?
Please let's not detract from the main event. Yes, I understand we do have a small percentage of people who falsely accuse others, but the fact is there are many more who go through this on a day-to-day basis, and the worst thing is that those cases, more often than not, are not even reported. So let's not just detract. Let's find solutions, please. Whataboutism is not going to help us today. And on the line, we've got Mobulawa. Mobulawa, greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. And I'm so glad the show is being done by women, so maybe we can understand each other better.
Hopefully.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Mpo, it's sad for us that are raising men child to always say to them, it doesn't matter what you've done for her. It doesn't matter if you guys went to a club and you filled up the bottles and you popped out whatever. Mm. At the end of the day, if she says no, it's a no.
Absolutely.
You are not entitled to anybody else's life because you have spent money on them.
Yes, absolutely.
My son doesn't go out, Mpo. He just turned 23 yesterday. He refuses to go out because he says to me, do you understand what's going on out there? Do you have any idea what we as men go through? I said to him, dude, I can only instill certain things in you and tell you, Jorge, if a woman says no, even if she's saying it with a smile, it's still a no.
Yeah.
Irregardless of what she's wearing, irregardless of the move she's making, if she says no, turn back. Go back and say, you know what, this is my chance to go home. Because you don't want to be one of those guys that are waking up in the morning and you have police knocking at your door saying you did 1, 2, 3 last night.
True.
Because you couldn't have the ability to say no. Or to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
And I'm glad you're bringing this about because at the end of the day, and it's such a pity that it falls back on us as women one more time, but we have to raise the type of men that we want to exist with in society.
And the saddest part of all of this is we can have the 16 days of activism, but men need to hold each other accountable.
Absolutely.
If you see what your friend is doing 1, 2, 3, you as a friend, I suppose you say, I'm Dr. Pega, Lumunda Gafuna Sag.
Yes.
If you are the one that's saying, all of this, do what you must do, then you are also part of the problem.
Absolutely. Mabulawa, thank you so very much because you raise another layer to this conversation. So it is about men holding each other accountable.
The reason why he didn't come was so that he can allow us ladies to have this conversation.
Amen.
But for me, I think amajaji are failing us. I've read of stories where somebody raped, they got bail, they went back to rape, or they got bail, they went back to kill. So I think our justice system does not support this activism program that we are on. So if we can relook the justice system, it's too kind to the perpetrators. It is too kind to the perpetrators, and nothing is happening towards assisting victims. Ngiyabonga.
I think it starts with the home. Everything starts at home. You learn these things at a young age at home. So if you start teaching young men how to act at home or how to properly conduct themselves at home, it will translate into community into society, and it becomes something how we live. It becomes our way of living. And then obviously we can then start holding our politicians accountable because this is the standard of living that we've set out for ourselves. And it's funny how yesterday's snitching topic starts. So here again, today, whoever's not doing what they're supposed to do, they must be called out. They must be called out and called back into order. You know what I mean? So it does start in the home. Everything has to start there because then for us to have a bigger impact, it means we all know what we're doing as families, as community, as society.
On that note, can I be a little insensitive? Can I throw it back to the men and say, can you guys be a little more visible in your sons' lives? Can you be more of guide? Show the boy child how they are supposed to treat a woman. When you do wrong by the mother, you're not just doing wrong by the mother. Inevitably, you're doing wrong by the child because you're not teaching them the right way to take care of a woman. I could be wrong. If I am, please do send through that voice note. Let's have this conversation. It is
6:44. Gender-based violence. I think a lot has to change, including the system like South Africa, the constitution and stuff. Because the constitution victim. Lendo lena is very painful. Uzwe kuthiwa kurejwe ingane encane kodwa baba khona usaye court noma lo muntu usaye court ukuthi akusikwa ngani impahla sekweni ithathi yonikezwe izinja kwenziwe nje kuthathwe nje 10 yabo kwenziwe ngayo example this thing will stop. So masazo sikhuluma kanje ngale constitution yenu ukuthi let's sit around the table. I don't work.
I actually agree with the last point where you spoke about teaching the boy child. Last week, we had a situation at home where a young boy who is young, like
less than 15, damaged my father's car. And when we called the uncle to come see the damage, the uncle didn't even take a time to basically bring the child to my dad to apologize. This child denied for close to 5 hours that he did this. And I feel like the uncle missed an opportunity. I'm still waiting to see whether the uncle will bring the child to come and explain why he did what he did and to apologize to my father. I think he missed a perfect opportunity to teach this young man.
Hey, Mpo, Yabona, this issue of GBV, if you were to bring it back to the community, Tina sees Oboshwa Tina. I mean, I know, I'm speaking for myself. Maybe I see it as a it's either Bazongo Peluuti, it's capable of homicide or mob justice or something. I hate Umpana or Paramisir in Domazani Sandra or Umduana, let alone. So, Nje, if the law was in our hands, I mean, I know I'm gone.
I think we will close it on that positive note. Well, positive in light of the fact that he is supporting women and is anti the scourge of gender-based violence.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.